Con la capacidad todoterreno y la tecnología avanzada de la Toyota Tacoma 2026, puedes hacer lo que quieras.
¿Lo que queramos?
Sí, lo que quieran.
Como despertarnos en una casa de campaña sin señal a propósito.
O manejar por un camino rocoso que en realidad nunca fue un camino.
O salir a derrapar con la Tacoma antes de haber desayunado.
Sí, lo que quieran. La Toyota Tacoma 2026, para todo tipo de aventuras. Manéjala hoy en tu concesionario Toyota o visita toyota.com. Toyota, vayamos juntos. La disponibilidad de funciones varía según el modelo. Consulta toyota.com para más detalles.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino. Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Joining us now is Tony Artaban of Wise Wolf Gold, and you can go to davidknight.gold, and I'll take you directly to Tony Artaban. You can sign up for Wolfpack. It's a way to dollar cost average your gold and silver, what do we call it, stash. So you can gradually start to accumulate it and average that cost out, and it's a great way to save. Save in a currency, in real money, not in fiat currency. And we're going to begin with something that Tony has talked about many times, but we got some new data about it, and that is the growth of the money supply. It is exploding, folks, and Tony has talked about how it has exploded over the last few years since the, the Great Recession, you know, but the real estate issue and the banking issue that happened there. But it is really being stoked right now by the Trump administration. And this is an article from Mises. They have a metric that was created by Murray Rothbard and another person. And they feel like it's a more accurate measurement of the M2 money supply than what the government provides. And I would be inclined to believe that, since the government usually lies to us about the inflation rate, lies to us about unemployment, lies to us about everything. Why wouldn't they lie to us about the money supply as well? And so they said the Fed has cut their target interest rate by 175 basis points, and they returned now to quantitative easing. And so when you look at this, everybody focuses on the interest rates, and that's something that is very visible. And of course, it has a direct impact on the government's budget because of the interest charges on this massive debt that Trump has accumulated. So he's very focused on that as well. But kind of the quiet thing that's happening under the surface is this quantitative easing, and it is growing by leaps and bounds. And it's kind of interesting to hear. They point out in the article, Powell, the chair of the Fed right now, has used all kinds of variations about the word restrictive. And they said there's nothing restrictive about this at all. He's called it their policies on quantitative easing and stuff. He's called it borderline restrictive, modestly restrictive, relatively restrictive, and clearly restrictive. I would say, Tony, that it is wildly permissive. It is lenient. I would even call it indulgent. What do you think?
If you go back to when you and I first started talking, mm-hmm. and this was the last quarter of 2019, it's a very important time in history, because you're right. It's not just about the interest rates. It's not just about liquidity in the open sense. It's about currency creation and the expansion of the money supply. I think on balance sheets that we don't see. It's funny, the people that bring you're talking about Plum Island, Lyme disease, the Tuskegee experiments, nuclear weapons, napalm, they're not lying to you. They would never lie to you. All these numbers are correct. The unemployment numbers are correct. The CPI data is correct. Yeah, whatever. I think the true metrics, we don't know. I mean, when you and I started talking, they were injecting like the GDP of like South Korea in 1 month into the overnights, into the repo markets. And it was, I read an article at the end of 2019, David, and I don't know if it's correct. It was some independent journalism, but they estimated that it was $6 trillion in new currency creation just to float those overnights, just to continue the background noise of everything that goes on in this very complex, a very rigged financial system. Mm-hmm. And when you and I spoke last week, I think these are metrics that people need to start wrapping their head around. It's there's the economy, there's gross domestic product, there's things that we make. And then if you look at the world market, though, what's different than it was 45, 46 years ago is that there's about 60 times more currency on Earth, or maybe more, because it's, wow. You know, you look at the GDP of the world, it's like 126 trillion or something. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the world financial products, it's 800 trillion. Those financial products are currency.
Yeah.
So it's all built off, and it's based off nothing. And that's the thing that's not sustainable.
Yeah, that's just amazing. I remember when we were first talking about this, and I saw all this massive money that was going into the repo market. And I thought, repo market? They're spending that much money on cars? I had to look this thing up. And it's like you said, it was the first time I looked at it, it was equivalent to the entire gross domestic product of Puerto Rico. Right. And then after a couple of weeks, it was as much as the entire GDP of Switzerland, one of the top 20 economies in the world. And at that point, it's like, whoa, this is insane. We started talking about it a lot. You talked about it. We had Gerald Slinty talking about it. It was insane. I didn't know what the repo market was, but when you're throwing that much cash around, it's not a good thing. That's the bottom line, right?
And right. And it wasn't, it's not like it was to build infrastructure or to create something. It was literally just to make sure that these entities cleared checks. I mean, at the end of the day, that's the logic, is to clear the, you know, to keep liquid all these entities. And that led into, what's interesting about that last quarter was that led into COVID-1984. That was the last quarter of 2019. And it was the largest exodus of CEOs in history at the same time. You know, all the Intel and multinationals, they flow together. But it really had to do with the massive increase of the money supply, which I think COVID and that whole operation had something to do
with
the creation of an expansion of the money supply.
And they continue to expand it through the COVID. They call it here the COVID era. I think it should be spelled E-R-R-O-R. But here's some numbers for you. In February, the total money supply again rose, heading above $20.4 trillion and growing by $1 trillion in just 7 months from July of last year to February of this year. Although the total money supply fell throughout much of 2023 and 2024, it has nevertheless increased by $1.6 trillion since that time. And it's now only $0.5 trillion below the COVID era peak. So it is growing by leaps and bounds under Donald Trump. And this is something that nobody really pays much attention to. Again, everybody's focused on the interest rates because of houses and things like that. So we laser focus on that. But they, they're doing this under the radar, and nobody is really paying much attention to it. As they point out, M2 is now at the highest level it's ever been, topping out at $22.5 trillion. And I said, since 2009, which is when you typically start talking about how they started ramping up the money supply is now up by more than 206%. Nearly 30% of that has been created since January of 2020, because Trump did a huge number on us with that as well. The universal basic income, increasing the money supply and all the rest of the stuff, like breaking the supply chain. Just look at all the economic stuff they did, let alone, all of the health effects of this bioweapon.
Well, it's turning America into the Taj Mahal casino. And it's funny, how do you bankrupt a casino? And that's even more interesting. How do you bankrupt the United States of America? I mean, there's so many things that should be, if you want to know, like if you want to lean into this is all an operation or this is a conspiracy against the American people, we have so many opportunities right now. We actually should be building things, and there should be a lot of wealth and prosperity going around, but there's not. And that should give you the tell, because I think there's a lot of spirit still left in this country for building and innovation, and there's technology. We should be very wealthy right now, but we're not. And that's because of the leadership, and people that can bankrupt a casino can bankrupt the United States of America, unfortunately. And I want to talk a minute about So going back to 2008, 2009, recently, Hank Paulson, who was Secretary of the Treasury under Bush during the great financial crisis of 08, 09, he came out recently and said, you know, the United States needs to start forming a plan, kind of a break glass in case of emergency plan, a financial plan.
Break the Glass-Steagall plan.
Right. Glass-Steagall. This is what they did back in 08, 09. And it's funny because I was thinking of him the other day. You know, he went and got on his knees in front of Nancy Pelosi. This is Hank Paulson, the Secretary of the Treasury. And he begged her, you know, for $750 billion. And this was for TARP funds, the troubled asset relief funds that they were going to put out to bail out these banks that had gotten, you know, underwater from all the subprime stuff. But think of those numbers. You know, you had George W. Bush in office. He's on his way out, but he said, this sucker's going down. He's talking about the American economy. What they need, and they were, and David, they were breaking their necks to get $750 billion out of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need that any, like, there's no Hank Paulson moment now. They just make it. Like, there's been some change and shift, right? Because you can just look at the sheer numbers of it.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Spend your balance instantly with a Venmo debit card and earn up to 5% cash backs on your favorite bundle of brands when you join Venmo's Stash.
Your rewards come from bundles of brands you can keep or switch every 30 days, so you can choose the ones that match your everyday spending.
The more you do with Venmo, the more you get. Earn 2% cash back when you set up auto reloads. Earn 5% cash back with direct deposit.
Great for anyone who doesn't want to transfer funds or wait days.
No monthly fee, no minimum balance.
And now you can earn up to 5% cash back at select brands in your bundle every time you check out online with the Venmo button.
Cash back is earned automatically. Just use your Venmo debit card and the rewards show up without extra steps.
It's a simple way to get rewarded on things you're already buying, whether that's groceries, coffee, or your go-to online shops.
Everything lives right inside the Venmo app so you can track your spending, check your balance, and see your rewards all in one place.
The Venmo debit card works just like the app you already use, fast, flexible, and built around your day-to-day life.
It's a great option if you want a debit card that fits seamlessly into your routine and gives you a little extra back on the things you're already doing.
The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. Requires $500 plus in direct deposits. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms. Venmo checkout not available at all merchants.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The debt of the U.S., you know, compared to then, everything seems quaint. These numbers seem quaint. Like, we would have, $750 billion is nothing. And that was a big deal in 08, 09. And this had never happened before. We'd never had that sort of intervention with the Fed. I mean, there's been manipulation. They've controlled the money supply since 1913. But there's never been that sort of intervention. So the wheels are off all of that. Where this ends up with no fiscal responsibility in numbers that aren't even real. I mean, do we think that the debt of the U.S. is real? Like, if it's not, if the money's not real and the whole Fed is built off of, the system itself is rigged. It's like a snake eating its own tail.
Yeah.
You can't, in order to pay off the debt, you'd have to create new currency to pay the debt off, which creates new debt. So the whole thing is rigged against us. And I don't think any of it's real anyway. But if you're basing the economy off of the dollar, which we do, and there's no other alternative, then you're in some real trouble when you start, and this, and the Mises is correct. I mean, and the money supply expansion only is going to create chaos, and it's going to create inflation, and it's going to put us in a position where, unlike Hank Paulson in 08, 09, I don't care if you have a break glass plan. If you got these numbers are so large that you can't really bail yourself out of them. Yeah. It's not like that time in history. There's nowhere left to borrow from. Look who's buying treasuries. Nobody. Maybe stablecoin producers, but China's dumping them. The world's dumping the dollar. So this isn't like the 08, 09 crisis. It's not going to be like that.
Well, when I look at it, the way I think of this whole thing is it's like Thelma and Louise driving us over the cliff. both of them wanting to go as fast as they can. And that's the Democrats and Republicans, Thelma and Louise. Yes, we're kind of the Brad Pitt characters, like, get me out of this car, you know?
Let's just keep going. Let's keep driving. That's what they said at the end. That's what both these parties will do. Absolutely. Just keep driving off the cliff.
That's right. Well, HSBC in their analysis says fiscal risks and stagflation fears will support gold prices even without Fed rate cuts. And so they're looking at the fundamentals, the fiscal deficits, the geopolitical risk, and continued central bank buying will support higher prices, according to HSBC. They said, you know, we're looking at what has happened. A lot of this, as we've said, they're saying the same thing. A lot of this is the fact that people are having to cash out of their gold position, even some of the central banks, because the countries are looking at what Trump has created is a world war economically, at the very least. Gold did not act as a straightforward geopolitical hedge as investors sold bullion to raise liquidity while the U.S. dollar absorbed most of the safe haven demand. And I look at this and it's like, so how is the dollar a safe haven? But when you look at what's going on in the market, Tony, these people hang on every word that this liar Trump tells them. It doesn't matter how ridiculous it is. And he and people in his administration are playing the market. They put out some statement about, well, the war has ended now and it's everything is great. And then, a couple minutes later, boom, you know, these guys have, 15 minutes before he says that, they make major investments in there, and then immediately the market reacts to it. These people take their profits, and then he comes out and he tells people the truth, right? So it's all a game with these people.
Well, the world is going back to gold. That's the world reserve currency is being reset right now. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be some volatility and some chaos. I think gold did its job in the last 30 days or so, going back to when the war really kicked off. I mean, gold hit $5,300 an ounce, and then there was some sell-off because these countries and entities got into oil. I mean, Turkey sold, you know, like, what was it, $56 billion worth of gold. And then, of course, they're buying, you know, energy with it. I mean, that's a functionality of money. And so that's going to happen. But, you know, it's funny. You go look at, I read an article the other day, Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, they used to have, and this is up until very recently, they'd say for allocations on portfolios, they'd say 60% stocks, 40% bonds. Now they've both changed to 40% stocks, 20% bonds, 20% gold, 20%. Wow. That's both of those entities have changed. And this is recent. That's because of what's happening with the rest of the world. And it's quiet. And you're not going to get this from mainstream media outlets. They're not going to tell you that the dollar's on its way out, is that the whole world monetary system is being upended. They're not going to tell you about that.
That's right.
This is to the last minute, the elite will hold out. The powers that be will leave you holding the bag. But the rest of the world's moving away. I think that's the key indicator. And the FUD and other things, they'll look towards, oh, see, gold didn't hold up in a crisis. Well, my goodness, you know, 2 years ago, gold was half of what it is now.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
What do you mean it didn't hold up? It's been holding up in this whole crisis as we go into the great reset.
Well, you know, there was an article, and it was on, I forget now, I think it's one of the mainstream press places like Wall Street Journal or something, but it was a woman who said, is this the end of the petrodollar? No, petrodollar is actually going to be strengthened from this war. I thought, what? And so I didn't cover it here on the show, really, because it was just so off-the-wall stupid. Her fundamental premise was that it's going to be strengthened because we're winning this war. And it's like, okay, I've had enough. I'm out of this article right there. If you can't see what is happening with all this stuff, and when you look at Trump, the constant, you know, we're in, we're out, we're this and that, the constant volatility of what he's saying, the lies and the back and forth, clearly he's desperate. And clearly we're not winning this thing. So if you're going to tell me that we're winning this, that it's not a quagmire, that it's going to soon be over and we're going to come out as the top dog and all this stuff, you really don't know what you're talking about. And so that's just one aspect of this. But when you look at the long-term aspect of this, of course, we are not, the petrodollar is not getting strengthened by this. The American empire is not getting strengthened by this. This is going to harm even the military-industrial complex, because people are going to look at it and they're going to say, well, I'm not really sure that we need to have your expensive weapon systems.
Well, you were speaking earlier about the Secretary of the Navy, and it reminded me, we had one of those guys that didn't actually serve in the military. That was Franklin Roosevelt.
Yeah.
that didn't turn out too well.
No. Yeah.
We certainly, and this is all about leadership too, David. I mean, at the end of the day, and what do you get when you cross MK Ultra with Operation Mockingbird? You get these people like this, like that lady is talking about, well, this is going to boost the petrodollar. I hear so many commentators, I don't know where they find these people, that are talking about, well, you know, this was an emergency. We had to go out and take out Iran's capabilities. We cannot have a nuclear armed Iran. This is very dangerous. And these are people who are showing up on financial shows. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you really believe that? And you can balance a checkbook? Like, you know, like you, you have an inherent authority on money and you really believe this. Like, this is something.
If you want to get worried about a state with nuclear weapons, worry about Israel. You know, it's they're the ones attacking everybody. And they've done
imagine nothing. Having that worldview.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty stale and warped, by the way. So I think the smart money is on what's happening with the rest of the world. I mean, this is geopolitically, you can see the shift happening. One of the big indicators I thought was a great story to, and kind of a, one of those dark horse stories that I always like look at the periphery of things. The fastest growing sector in blockchain is gold-backed blockchain tokenization of gold.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you can, I'm not a fan of these stable coins. You know, you can freeze. That's a reason that Iran is not using like Tether and other things. They're not using like stable coins for their tolls in the Strait of Hormuz. They use Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Because you can freeze, you can, you know, not can't necessarily take the assets off the blockchain, but you can take those accounts and you can freeze them up. Mm-hmm. At least that's the way I understand them. But that still is the fastest growing. It's because slowly, you know, and it's not going to happen overnight. Maybe it'd be one of those gradually, suddenly things. But right now, it's slowly. You see, the world is turning away from the dollar.
Yeah.
And petrodollar, I mean, that's antiquated. We don't have a petrodollar anymore. That time is gone. Regardless of what, and there are people that come out and say this is some sort of, strategy on behalf of this, you know, the brilliant Trump administration that we're going to start exporting American energy because we blocked up the Strait of Hormuz. That's like Vietnam. We had to destroy the village in order to save it. I mean, that makes no sense. Even if that is true, that makes no sense that we would do it this way.
Well, when you look at it, whenever you throw a monkey wrench in the supply chain and you do it, you know, it's not going to help. It may help some American companies that are here in the U.S. And may help their bottom line, which is really all that Trump cares about. But as far as you or I, we're going to have to be competing on the open market for oil and gas with people who live in India, for example, right? Because it is a global market. And as that Chevron CEO said the other day, he said, hey, it's a global market. So if people in India are desperate and they're going to pay more money for their oil and gas, you're going to pay more money. You know, it's you're competing with everybody in the world as a consumer.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Spend your balance instantly with a Venmo debit card and earn up to 5% cash backs on your favorite bundle of brands when you join Venmo's Stash.
Your rewards come from bundles of brands you can keep or switch every 30 days, so you can choose the ones that match your everyday spending.
The more you do with Venmo, the more you get. Earn 2% cash back when you set up auto reloads. Earn 5% cash back with direct deposit.
Great for anyone who doesn't want to transfer funds or wait days.
No monthly fee, no minimum balance.
And now you can earn up to 5% cash back at select brands in your bundle every time you check out online with the Venmo button.
Cash cashback is earned automatically. Just use your Venmo debit card and the rewards show up without extra steps.
It's a simple way to get rewarded on things you're already buying, whether that's groceries, coffee, or your go-to online shops.
Everything lives right inside the Venmo app, so you can track your spending, check your balance, and see your rewards all in one place.
The Venmo debit card works just like the app you already use, fast, flexible, and built around your day-to-day life.
It's a great option if you want a debit card that fits seamlessly into your routine and gives you a little extra back on the things you're already doing.
The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. Requires $500 plus in direct deposits. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms. Venmo checkout not available at all merchants.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Now, the producers who are based in America, they can make a lot of money. And Trump doesn't care what happens to average Americans. He doesn't care what happens to small businesses. That's not his concern. He's just like Hillary Clinton, who said, I can't be concerned when she's talking about imposing health care costs on people. I can't be concerned with these undercapitalized small businesses. So if you don't have enough money, you know, forget about it. And you can go back and look at, as I've talked about, you know, the OPEC oil embargo. Look at how it sent a shock through our economy, but throughout the global economy. And it was only directed at the United States. And it was a small percentage of our total imports, our total consumption of oil at the time. So it only mattered about 15% of our oil. And what did we do? We went on the open market and it created a problem with it. So Trump is like this toddler. You know, he's got this, I want that thing over there, and I don't care what the secondary or tertiary effects are. I don't see anything except that thing over there that I want. You know, so he's going to put tariffs on, and it's going to shut down the aluminum and the copper and things like that that people need, the rare earths that they need for their military equipment. They don't think about those secondary or tertiary effects. He just, I want to have this thing out here. And the goals that he's got are absolutely crazy as well. But this article also from Mises says Trump is driving gold crazy along with the rest of the world. He's making the entire world crazy. He may not have hit that red nuclear button on his desk, but he really has nuked the global economy, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think people forget where gold was, mm-hmm. you know, just 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Think of where it is now. I mean, even in the interim, like for, I recall 2022, last quarter, you could buy an ounce of gold for $1,600.
That's right.
In 2022.
Yeah.
That's just insane to me, given everything that we're seeing right now. And more instability will continue to drive, because this prosperity and markets feed on certainty. We're giving them no certainty. And that's why a lot of the funds end up in gold. Now, the problem with having a market that's in the doldrums and having it doesn't know itself and doesn't know where it's going and can't plan and can't allocate is that you'll have volatility in that. And sometimes when the market goes down, gold goes with it. But this is part of the growing pains, I think, to get to the point where, you know, gold retakes the helm officially as the world's reserve currency or some system based off gold.
Yeah.
Who knows where that takes this number? But clearly we don't want to be the world's reserve currency anymore. We don't want to be the world's leader anymore. We just want to act like a toddler, like you said. I mean, no doubt in my mind that we could become number one again if we, you know, drop things like the corporate income tax or the personal income tax. Like, you can make mm-hmm. it give incentives, and we could do that, by the way, if we can do that with an executive order. Mm-hmm. Certainly we could. We could make it a tax-free zones in this country. We could do something. That would be the tell. That would be the tell that we want to compete in the world, and we want to give certainty. There would be some trade deals. You don't reset the energy system by creating scarcity.
Yes,
there's so many unknowns in that. So no, this is a part of the Great Reset. This is a part of
it's deliberate taking us down. Yeah, it's deliberately taking us down. Absolutely is. And you know, when we look at this, As Mises is talking about this, you know, the fluctuation, the variation that we're seeing in the gold price that you're talking about, again, this is the market reacting to things, just like the market reacts to Trump's pronouncements about the war that are obviously fake. And so they're reacting to this other stuff that he's doing, and he's doing it just to manipulate the market. Insider trading that's happening here. So again, I have to look at the real fundamentals that are there. As they point out, despite the tactical weakness that you might think about gold, that's in terms of short term, what's happened in the last couple of months, the context is high debt, high inflation, low real benchmark interest rates that are continuing to support gold in the medium and the long term as the ultimate safe haven. That's Mises. Because the rest of this stuff is just manipulation and lies. It's causing a lot of volatility on this stuff. These people are gaming the system. They really are.
You're right. Yeah. So much of our economy is built off of that. Like, you know, the poly market bets and all this insider trading stuff. Mm-hmm. It truly is disgusting. Yeah. I mean, that didn't build anything, you know, but these guys, they make money, you know, kind of like the character of Gordon Gekko on Wall Street in the Oliver Stone's film in the '80s, you know, mm-hmm. There's a direct quote from Gordon Gekko, and I remember it. It says, "I create nothing. I own." I create nothing. So that's the thing, is there's create nothing. You just own stuff. And, I think there's going to be a real sea change here in as we careen into the rest of this great reset decade into 2030. There'll be a lot of changes, and I think this will be, I don't wish for it, but a lot of austerity. Mm-hmm. There'll be a lot of things happen, and some of these big companies and these player masters of the universe, they're going to get caught flat-footed, I think, because they're basing this off an old paradigm. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be changing quickly. So those who, I think, are just slow and steady, preparing for what's next, making sure you're outside the system, these are the smart moves, in my opinion. Maybe it's not as sexy. Maybe it's not, you know, but when you can have something that's counterparty risk averse, like gold or silver or something outside the system, I think you're going to fare a lot. I don't want to be in this system. That's I don't right. want to be in this market.
This system is like a casino. It really is. And why not? I mean, we got Trump as the former casino owner who's there. He has been bought and paid for by another casino owner, Miriam Adelson. She was more successful, so she could buy him. And her husband was, anyway, Sheldon Adelson. And I was just talking about this the other day, Tony. Forbes, even in reporting this tragedy in Shreveport, Louisiana, where some guy murdered eight people or something, most of them children, in three different locations. And at the bottom of the story, Forbes has a thing where you can place a bet on the odds of the gun control now based on that particular story. So they just game everything. It's a gamification of our society. So Trump, I guess, is really the perfect person for us. Since everything is a casino, everything is a game, I guess this is the guy that we should have. He reflects our society, doesn't he?
I think in so many ways it does. I mean, and you look at the entire administration. I mean, I look at Cash Patel, mm-hmm. and I saw that. We're just an unserious country.
Just
an unserious country. You have probably some of the most heinous crimes ever committed against humanity going on right now in the United States, going on internationally, but we see through the Epstein files. That's just the tip of the iceberg, and it's going on. And you have this unserious buffoon,
yeah,
like Cash Patel. That's America to me.
Yeah.
He makes me, you know, honestly, David, I probably should have stopped a long time ago. He makes me never want to have alcohol ever again. Like, when I look at Cash Patel, I'm like, I don't know if maybe I should stop having a beer. Like, I don't know, like, just anything related. Him chugging those beers with the hockey team, I thought, that's... Yeah. And he had to fly over there, you know?
Private jet with these, you know. And you know, he takes this jet and he goes, it's the corruption, it's the party atmosphere. You know, when you look at people like him, you look at Pete Keg's breath. And when you look at, you know, Kristi Noem, the cosplay chief of Homeland Security and all the rest of this stuff. Meanwhile, she's also got a scam that she's running on the side. That's the other thing about these people. Not only are they cartoon character corrupt figures, and, you know, just, you know, drunken partiers, but they're also corrupt, as you can imagine. And that's really a reflection of Trump. That's who he is. Why wouldn't he have people like that around him?
Yeah, it's just an unserious thing, and it's just grifting of the highest order. And these people are just looting the treasury. There is a feel, I think, if you're reading between the lines, it's kind of like the senioritis of a high schooler is like, it's not, we're not going to be here, you know. And maybe this is like the there's some sort of end of thing of things. I mean, let this run out. You know, nobody's talking about the things, the fundamentals that should be able to put the country back on track. And we'd have to be having fiscal responsibility conversations. We'd have to talk about bringing troops home. We'd have to reallocate military spending. Nobody's talking. We're just ramping everything up. So
yeah,
it's been doubled down on, David. I don't think it's going to end well.
Well, you know, all we can do is try to play it rationally and try to keep it real on our side as this is all just careening off into the absurd. But tell us a little bit about what's going on at Wise Wolf. Anything new?
Well, I do have something new, and it's not official yet. Your listeners will be the first people to hear about it. But given the fact that the economy is in the shape that it's in, and I understand, like I have a lot of people, we maintain about, I think we have close to 1,400 active members on Wolfpack, which that's, you know, all across the country, it's a small number, but it's around the clock we work to fill the orders. But I think when I was looking at the other day, I was looking at some of the affiliate stuff and I said, you know what, I'm going to open that up to anybody. So if you want to be an affiliate, we pay a point. We pay 1% on anything that, like, if you want to share the link with friends and family or whatever, you want to make a little extra money. Mm-hmm. I'm going to open that up. It's not official yet, so you'd have to go through davidknight.gold and just email my crew and talk to me about it. But it's easy. You just fill out a form. It's one page. You fill out something. And then every month we look at the sale. You'll get notified when it happens too. But that's how we're handling a lot of the affiliates. I thought I'd offer that because we're hearing from people all around the country about gas prices, food prices, unknowns. You know, they're having to cut back or change their membership or whatever. I get that. It's mm-hmm. the reason I created mm-hmm. that in the first place. It's for regular people. I was on a show yesterday and I said, it's for normal people. That the big gold and silver companies, it's not that they're indifferent to people with a smaller budget. They're just not built into their plan. Like they're not mm-hmm. talking to people with $500 or $50. That's just not how they do business. It's not what they're built for, but we are. So I thought I'd offer that up and you can get your own individual link. So it's kind of like your own franchise. You know, you can, in real time, see, you know, pass it around. You can post it on social media, whatever you want to do. And I can, that's one of the things that, you know, we bought like davidknight.gold. You can get your own, invest in your own .gold. That's a good investment, by the way. I own tony.gold, which I didn't think that I would be able to get. But that's a good thing to do. And we have that available for folks who want to make a little extra income.
That's great.
So I thought I'd pass that along. Nothing's much changed on the metals markets for right now. It's just supply and we've been able to raise our buying percentages a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness. I had to keep them low for so long. It was hard to offload some of this stuff.
Yeah. Well, it has kind of stabilized now, hasn't it?
Yes. Price, thank goodness. Like it was, I could tell you the mental gymnastics that I was having to do this whole past like 4 months or 5 months, I'm looking back and I'm like, well, wait, well, that was December. You know, like my brain, you know, like my just turning over, like you mentioned, I'm living in hyperinflation, you know, trying to contain it. But we did really, I had such a good team and we fared very well given all the volatility. So we were past that. And so now I'm just looking at projects. We redid the wolfpack.gold website.
Mm-hmm.
So we made some updates to it. And the affiliate program is on the David Knight Show. You heard it here first. It's officially, unofficially open. So give me a shout out if you want something to happen on that front. We'll send you a form.
And you were able to navigate through the jump to hyperspace that we had, you know, kind of, when I think about what happened the last couple of months, you just said it's really kind of, just been a nightmare. And it really is like a Star Wars, jumping into hyperspace. What happened in the gold and silver market?
We went to ludicrous speed, like, Spaceballs.
That was a ludicrous market. Yeah, that's right.
It's ludicrous.
But, the reality is, you know, the context of all this stuff. And the reality is the context that they've been putting in now for, you know, 15 years or better. So that's what's really going on. And the final ending of all this stuff is really baked in. We know how this is going to end. We just don't know the timing, the exact timing of this. What Gerald Sente always talks about, he says, well, I don't make predictions, but I identify trends. And so we can't say exactly when this is or that is going to happen, but we know that it has to happen because we see what the fundamentals are that are there. Well, it's always great talking to you, Tony. And you got a program following this one today?
Yes, sir. Arterburn Radio Transmission, my Thursday show. It's you can go to Rumble, at America Unplugged channel, or my ex at Tony Arterburn. I'll be live there. Okay. And just do an hour, and we'll see what I can dig into today. A little pair of politics, precious metals, always a fun time.
All right, great. Well, we're going to move on to some, we were talking about Plum Island. We're going to get back to some of that
good
stuff. It's just insane to me what our government is doing and how criminal it is. And they're ramping up the surveillance state to a ludicrous speed, as we should say.
That's right.
So we're going to talk about that when we come back, folks. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Thank you so much for joining us, Tony.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good one.
You too.
The Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. thedavidknightshow.com.
Al llegar a los 50, ya había aprendido algunas cosas, como el valor de la familia, la importancia del trabajo y que el 99% de las personas de más de 50 ya tienen el virus que causa la culebrilla. Aunque no todas las personas en riesgo la desarrollarán, yo sí la sufrí. La erupción dolorosa con ampollas duró semanas, haciendo que incluso las tareas más simples sean todo un reto. No aprendas sobre la culebrilla de la manera difícil. Habla hoy con tu doctor o farmacéutico. Patrocinado por GSK.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.